Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
I feel like we still have to do our handshake.
Why?
Because it doesn't matter that we're off screen.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
You guys, I cannot tell you how weird I feel right now. I feel like I'm missing something. I'm forgetting something.
Feels kind of weird, right?
Feels off.
Feels like it's not even recording.
I didn't. Yeah, like, should we go to the camera and check?
Yeah.
There's no camera to check, guys, because this is our first episode we're recording without filming in two years.
If you guys been around since Pillow Talk, which was our first name for the podcast, I wonder if like some of the new listeners have no idea what Pillow Talk is.
I mean, yeah, some probably don't because they discovered What's the Juice and it's been called What's the Juice. But yeah, we had to change that name because...
Yeah, the whole first season was just like that. It was...
audio only.
And holding the mics at the time too, remember?
Yeah, but I also remember we would like record in the bedroom, like at just chilling on their bed, like talking.
Yeah.
There was no setting up of anything. It was just like plug in the mics and hold them and that was
talk.
It. And just talk.
But it was so, I had so much fun doing that. But then also too,
I feel like I can't remember it at all.
I remember all of it because you know why I remember all of it?
Because it was like the beginning for you.
Because the season one, that's when I was...
Getting into it.
Yeah, I was getting into it, but I was also just like editing the audio so much.
Oh, yeah. Because we were both new at it. It wasn't just you. Like, I was also new at podcasting, and I remember we had to cut.
Yeah, I know, but I feel like most of the stuff that I was cutting...
Was your stuff?
Were my mistakes.
True, yeah.
Because at that point, you were already doing... YouTube and
yeah.
You've been talking to the camera just like you
about
know how you
nothing.
Talk like you can just go
yeah I can I
and
really
I
can.
Wasn't I never talked this much ever
yeah
so getting on a podcast and having to say something like people are listening
yeah I just remember I had to keep telling you like babe just talk to me
because
he felt
right.
like he was talking to somebody
no
else.
I felt like I had to like perform
yeah
like the mic is on and I'm just like all right guys so this is what happened, right? and I'm just like, nah, just have a conversation.
So funny. Anytime like Yonia would randomly play out loud one of our first few episodes and you can just tell like the vibe is so, it's so funny. But yeah, honestly, I cannot lie to you guys. I forgot that we were going to not do video. Mm-hmm. And as soon as I realized, because Yoni was like, oh no, like we're just going to sit down. Because he Yoni had set up the mics and everything.
I was just setting up the mics.
And I was making food for us. And I was like, oh, like I didn't say it, but I was wondering like why you stopped. Like, why didn't you set up, you know, our light and like
you didn't
the cameras?
You didn't ask? Did you notice?
Yeah, I noticed. But I was wondering like, are you going to do that? I was about to say that.
Okay.
And then where I was like, oh, well, babe, like we have to, like the NBA game starts in an hour. We have to record. Like, how are we going to record both episodes?
No, that's not how you said it.
How did I say it?
You said, you know, the game is in an hour, right? And I was like, yeah. And then she was like, so at this point, Allie's thinking like, we got to check the cameras.
No, I'm thinking we got to still set up the cameras. I still got to go get ready, change my clothes. Like
that, all of that,
you know,
is an hour.
Fix my hair, then check the cameras again. And then when Yoni was like, well, no, we're just like recording the audio. And I was like,
I mean, if the
I,
game
like, actually became a different person.
No, I know.
Because I was just, it was daunting to me, all the things that we had to do and the fact that we're trying to watch the Knicks NBA game today.
Yeah. Anytime your mood changed instantly. It's always like that.
I was also really, really hungry before. So it was like a combination of being finally fed after I was so hangry. But
do you guys, I got a question about being hangry.
What?
I know it's a real term, but I never get hangry. So for those who don't know, if you listen to this and you don't know what hangry is, if you live in a different country, maybe you guys never used it. When someone says they're hangry, it's hungry and angry at the same time. Okay?
It's they're so hungry that they're angry.
That they're angry. Yeah, yeah. I get it. Self-explanatory. Well, hangry. Yeah. Okay?
But you're angry about the fact that you're hungry.
Exactly.
Like, you're not just angry about some random shit.
Right. So then, I don't know who created it, but it's a new word, right? I guess. Not a new word, but it became...
Yeah, it's a new word, like in the last, I don't know, 10 years maybe. Less than that.
You just... Okay. So, but I never felt that. I can be really hungry, but I'm never like angry. And people usually...
Okay, it's like angry, you irritated. Like how I was just now. Like I was so hungry that I just was like not in a good mood because I was just so hungry. I was like annoyed. You know? You've gotten that before. Where you're so hungry. Like weren't you? You were really hungry right now.
I just eat when I'm just so hungry.
Okay, but when it's been a long time that you're hungry and you haven't eaten...
Oh, yeah, I guess so. I don't know. I just don't get angry that much, to be honest.
Yeah, you're special. Welcome to the podcast, you guys. This is the What's the Juice Pod. My name is Ali Zaita. I am one of your hosts, and I'm over here with my never-hangry husband.
Yoni Ikoto. A lot of people think that it's Yoni Koto, but it's Yoni Ikoto.
Yeah.
So it's Y-O-N-I... space
E-K-O-T-O,
but a lot of people think it's Y-O-N-I-E-K-O-T-O.
Oh, like Yoni.
They think my last name is
Koto. Could be. Not that far off.
No, not that far off.
Yeah.
But it's still, but yeah, I'm here definitely. Still your favorite host.
How are you feeling
hopefully.
Today? How did you like? So right before this, I actually made some good food for us. Somehow when we're at home, it's really easy to miss lunch. Because you kind of like keep working. And I don't know, like when do you guys take lunch break? I forget. Like I don't know when lunch is. How do people think about lunch? Is lunch at 12 or lunch is at like 3?
Well, for me, definitely lunch is always between 11 and 2.
11's like, you could still have breakfast at 11.
Yeah, but my breakfast is heavy. My breakfast is heavy.
Meaning
it's lunch. It's not like a cute little... bite. It's like if we have steak or if we have like whatever type of protein, I'm eating that. I'm not necessarily, because breakfast is usually like a smaller meal
for you. Maybe I try to have breakfast, lunch, dinner, all of them are like medium-sized meals, because that way I'm gonna get the amount of food that I need in. If like one is small and I get hungry and then like I'm super hungry, I eat more than I need to. Like, I don't know. I feel like it's good to have like, medium sized.
Are you not hot right now?
Hot?
Yeah.
No. I'm like I'm so good right now, especially because we're not on camera. Because I just feel like, you guys don't understand that we haven't done this for 2 years, this whole setup
so
thing. The fact that we have to do this like every week and I get to record not like thinking that there's a camera on me, and like it feels so safe.
You feel safe? You feel like you can't, like what's one thing you kept
like, I feel
in
like
mind?
Nobody's actually listening at all. Like when the camera's on, it feels like there's people here.
No, yeah, it definitely feels like,
you
we
know,
have
there's
like a whole
all these
crew.
Like these three tripods standing, looking at me. Like we can record during the daytime and we can like open, the blinds are open and the bright artificial light is not on.
Yeah.
It's really lovely.
Yeah, it's a different feeling. But I will say, okay, I just have to address this.
What?
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
So we shared the announcement last week about just only doing audio, right?
Yeah.
And we just really want to appreciate everyone who DM'd us or commented somewhere, even on YouTube or Instagram DM, that they understand. Because we really broke it down.
Yeah.
We really broke it down, like, why we're doing this. Obviously, we love doing the podcast. We love doing the video. We love having more stuff. But it's like, for where we at right now in our life, it's not benefiting. It doesn't make sense for us to keep doing that just for the sake of, honestly, just other people's entertainment.
Yeah, like we treat it like a job, but I would love to see how many people would continue to do how much we were doing when you're not paid for your time the way you should. You know, without getting specific, it's like, that's just... things have to, like, life is life, the way Yonya was saying before. It's like, this is real life. This is not, like, for fun.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
We're trying, like, this is for real. This is time that you spend, and everybody needs to, like, pay rent. Everybody needs to pay for food. You know, we're thinking about having kids, saving up for life and different things like that. We're both self-employed.
It was taking too much time, and, you know, with YouTube, I felt like it just wasn't where you just needed to be.
Especially when there's other things on the table that have come up that make sense and need more time allocated to them.
You know? My YouTube, my personal YouTube.
Exactly. Which, like, already has better numbers than our podcast YouTube ever did.
Yeah.
Because it's just different type of content.
The YouTube.
Yeah, the YouTube. Yeah. So it's like, things got to give. But anyways, we're really appreciative of everybody that understood. And if you're somebody that used to watch that you're now listening, just consider this like a different experience than your usual.
A different experience. Now maybe you can...
I don't know, do
take
other
us,
things.
Take us on a walk.
Exactly.
Okay? Work out with us now.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That I feel like that's...
Now we can like do activities together. Like, I can imagine someone's listening to my voice right now, but they're looking at like a park as they're walking with their dog or something.
Right. Or I can imagine someone listening to this right now while they're like at work maybe, or like on the way to work, on a train
driving.
Or a bus. Shout out if you're listening to this and you're driving at the moment, okay? We see you and we appreciate you.
We now, see you.
I also wanted to address another part of this. There are some people who didn't appreciate this at all. And they let us know. They were like, excuse me, what is going on?
Excuse me, how are you taking this away from me? You have a responsibility.
You have a responsibility. You have an obligation. These are like direct words that we read a few times.
Yeah.
Okay? Obligation, responsibility. I'm still trying to really like
people
understand.
People forget that this is free content.
Yes. And I do get that at the end of the day, it's coming from like a place of love because they love the content so much that they're actually like, they're mad. And I get if my favorite content creator changed something in their business that I was so attached to. I would never do that. I would be like, damn, that's a bummer.
Yeah.
Because I really used to love watching this every week. But I will also, because I support them, I will
adjust.
I always understand that they have to do what's better for them, which eventually will be better for the content.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And also too, like when people, we decided to pivot and do something else, but we love the pod so much and we are committed to doing this.
Yeah.
That we're just going to continue doing it. You know how many podcasters would have been like, yo, this is too much right now. Let's just stop it. People stop. How many podcasters start like year one, year two, it's gone.
Yeah, I mean,
a few episodes in, gone.
Month,
why?
Month one, month two, it's gone.
Exactly. Why is that? Because it's
hard.
It's not easy. So we didn't want to do that. So we just took away the video and we're always going to get the audio because
we took away the video for this one. Again, if you love video, if you're a video person, there's always the Patreon. We put so much work into this. Yoni puts so much work into the editing, the preparation of all of this what's the juice content that, you know, it's like at the end of the day, content creators need to again pay rent, do all these things. So in the nature of just like how things work, people have to pivot because this is the careers that we chose.
Right.
These are the careers that eventually we want to feed our children and, you know, our family and take care of us the same way that people go into the office and go to work, etc. If they need to change their job, if they need to change their position in their job because it benefits them, it's better for them, they would. And nobody would say a question about it.
Exactly.
So I feel like in general, people forget that at the end of the day, what content creators do, no matter if it's podcast, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, etc., it's a job. If it becomes your job, it's your job, and it has to be seen the same way that a regular job.
Oh no, but
is.
People don't do that. It's.
I know, but it's my like. This is the only place where like I can, you know, I can voice that and hope that someone can pass it along to their friend if it comes in conversation.
A comment that really bothered me. I'm not gonna say exactly who it was or where it was from, but they were like, you know, you guys beg for subscribers and comments and likes, but then once you have them, you go over to like a Patreon and you divide us in like class A or class B, shit like that, right? You remember that one?
Yeah.
Which...
That's not at all. Like class A and class B, we just offer two different things.
We're giving you guys options.
There's no like, oh, we like these people more than these other
people.
It's
not like we took the podcast completely from the weekly episodes and just exclusively all on Patreon.
Yeah.
I would understand that. That's messed up. But it's
that's not the case. We still make this video this audio. That used to be video.
Yeah.
This audio for like anybody to listen to at any time.
So anyways, we're not going to talk about this again, but I just wanted to thank everyone who understood and who actually, I read a lot of messages that were actually motivating.
You read me a few too.
Yeah.
So with that said, what else has been going on? I went to an event yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
A work event, and you know, content creator work events are very funny. I actually don't go to them very often. The ones that I choose to go to are usually if it has an activity involved,
mm-hmm.
I will go because it's always better. I do not want to go to a dinner event because then,
but why not?
Because it's so like you walk in, there's a big group of people. Usually the events that I'm invited to is like majority women, which is not a problem. But there's sometimes like a certain type of energy between women, like the way that we look at each other, the way it's like, oh, I don't know you. Like, I don't know. And then like once you know someone, you cling on to them. And I don't know. It's a thing. I don't know how to explain it.
What's wrong with not knowing someone?
What do you mean?
You say
like sometimes that you get this energy, like a girl will look at me like, oh, I don't know you. So I'm not even going to like talk to you type thing.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's like this. I can't, girls, if you're listening to this, maybe you know, but I also, because I get invited to a lot of these events, I am put in this scenario quite often where I meet and talk to a lot of strangers, and they are usually women that are, I don't know. And I don't know, it's just like the vibes are often off in those scenarios where there's no activity. So where it's like very much like everybody's wearing their, sorry.
I noticed your voice go up to like keep the.
No, go ahead. What are you gonna
say? No, just go.
Trying to paint the picture. Like everybody's wearing like, you know, a lot of makeup and like their hair slicked back and everybody's looking like a fierce girl. And it's like this energy. And I just feel like nobody's chill. And most of the time I'm like the one that's like the least underdressed.
When you go to an event like that, do you feel like you got to match the aesthetic of the type of people that would?
Yeah. And I'm always like attend? Underneath. And you're I always feel like someone's like people are like these girls are like judging me because I'm like I'm not wearing heels, I'm not wearing a lot of makeup, I don't have this whole.
You don't wear
fit
makeup,
on.
Babe. You barely wear makeup, right? When you go out.
I mean, I wear like the basic like mascara, you know, whatever. And I'm not even trying to be a pick me girl right now because it might sound like it. I'm just saying.
What
that
is that?
It's when like a girl like says, "Yeah, I'm not like other girls. Like I don't wear makeup." And I don't care about wearing heels. That's why I'm like, I sounded like that bitch.
That's, I never
but what
hear
I'm trying
that
to
again.
Say is that's just not my vibe. And most of the time, these dinner events are like that, which is why I avoid them. Because they're a little bit too serious for me.
Yeah.
And I don't go. So this event was fun because it was a like activity-based event where we played paddle, which is like pickleball, but in a room that has like walls. And then you bounce the ball. Like it was like a a physical activity based event. Mm. And then after that, that's the first thing you do. Sorry.
Did you make friends at all? Like when you walked in the place, like, because you didn't know anybody.
I didn't know anyone there.
So you walk in, there's people, like, there's, you know, people are drinking, mm-hmm. talking, you see different groups.
So first of all, the event is in the morning.
Okay, so it's in the morning.
Nobody's drinking alcohol. Everybody's drinking coffee.
So that's what I meant.
Already a different vibe.
Sometimes when I say drinking, I don't mean alcohol.
Oh, I know, but...
When I came to America, when people say drinking, they automatically mean alcohol. I just say... Drinking. You could be drinking anything.
Yeah, like I would say people were having coffee, people were having, you know, like tea, breakfast, the stuff like that, because it started at 10.
Okay.
So that's already a very different vibe. Starting an event and meeting someone at 10 over coffee and stuff, very chilled, and meeting someone in like in a bar with intense music, dim lighting, can't even see them, can't even hear them. It's like on a date for the first time, but with all these people. You know?
Yeah.
So it was very nice, and it makes being with strangers much more approachable. So I just like kind of, you know, took in the vibes. I was looking around everywhere. I did notice, like, I did recognize some people I know from online that I just know them as creators, but I've never met them in person. So I was like, oh shit. Like I'm always like, it's cool to see people in person and recognize them, but then I have the desire to go walk up to them, but then I get nervous to walk up to people.
Now, this is what I wanted to talk about. Why do you get nervous when you approach someone that you clearly know from the internet?
Yeah.
You get nervous because of what? Like, do you think they're just going to... What do you think they're going to do? Because when people approach us, right? How do you react? You're just nice to them, right?
Yeah, always. Of course.
Have you ever... been anything other than nice to someone when they approach you?
I mean,
you?
I hope not.
Exactly. So, like, why would anyone else be that to you?
Because, I don't know, I, like, overthink the interaction and I want to come off as, like, an equal and not, like, a fangirly thing. I think I turn into, like, a little bit of a fangirl when I talk to other creators. Like, I'm like, are you? Blah, blah, blah. And my voice goes...
Okay.
And then they're like... Yeah, and then I get like more normal. But I feel like at the beginning, I don't know how to approach someone chill. That's my problem.
I know you don't.
Like, I can't just be like, hey, what's up? Aren't you blah, blah, blah? Like, I love your videos. Like, in a normal
voice.
Why
do you have to say aren't you when you know they are?
You know, how would you say it?
I say, what's up? I love your content. I love when I see a photographer that I follow on the street.
But it's also like guy to guy.
I'm like, I know your photos. I love your work. And that's it. And also, another thing, I don't care to sound like a fanboy.
That's not really a thing.
I'm not a fanboy.
And it's different. Like, you're tall, you're a guy.
No, but listen. Even if I come off as someone's fan, guess what? I am. I like their work.
You know what
I
mean?
So it's like, I'm not going to be like jumping, oh my God, can I get a picture? Can I get an autograph? I'm not going to do that.
I mean, yeah, I'm not even talking about that.
Okay, but I'm just saying, you just talk to them normally and
I
might bring up a project that they did that I thought was really
cool. Yeah, that's what I did too. I'm always like, oh, I love the series that you did, or I love this like thing that you do.
What I'm trying to say is that it's okay to be a fan.
I know, but at the very beginning, I just go in with the... Oh my God. Wait, no.
No. What do you say?
No, I say, what do I say? Right? I walk up to someone. I'm just like,
oh, are you?
Hey, are you? It's like that.
Why are you lying with the question?
I'm not lying.
Because you know, if you see me, you're going to be like,
sometimes
hey, are you
don't
Yoni?
Remember, I don't remember some people's voice. So I'm just, I mean, I guess, not no, voice, no, I'm their not name. So I'm just like, hey, I'm sorry, I don't remember your name, but I love your videos. Like, I watch them all the time.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. But eventually, you know, we were like playing whatever, ended up talking. I ended up going to like people that I didn't know at first. So it's always good when you see one person sitting by themselves and then you just like walk up to them and be like, hey, can I sit here? Like, what's your name? Blah, blah, blah. And then you talk and then other people start coming over and then everybody talks. So that's what I did. And I was really proud of myself.
Did you think of all the advice I've given you over the years?
Not specifically. I wasn't like going in my notes in my brain. Okay. It was just more like you have to start with one. And then I think I need to be down to just like be, I don't know. I'm like, I'm a very chill person.
You're the most.
I don't take things really seriously. There's a lot of content creators that are very much what people imagine they would be like at these events where they're like, full, intense with everything. And then they're constantly taking their content. Mm-hmm. There are people like that. And there are people like me. And there was also many people that were also like me, where they were just like there hanging out. Yeah. No, I'm saying I'm not like, again, the only one that doesn't care. There's plenty. But the girls that are like, it's always girls for some reason, that are very intense with the content, I kind of stay away from them.
What do you mean intense by the, like, with
like
the
they're constantly taking content, constantly. At these events, it's like, yeah, I'll take a photo, like, I'll take this.
I mean, yeah, because
that.
I thought at that point, if you want to approach someone who's like working, then you're kind of like interrupting their
flow.
No,
I wouldn't approach when they're taking a photo. But I'm saying if I see someone is like the person that is constantly making content.
Oh, it's kind of like you would rather talk to someone who's
just like
chilling
somewhere. It's like they're not. Yeah, exactly. Like I'd much rather go to someone that I haven't seen them hold their phone the entire time or something.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no, I get it.
But yeah, the event was great. It ended up being super fun. I talked to some people that I was a fan of. And yeah, it was cool. And then what did we do? We went to, where did we go?
Well, we watched a movie yesterday.
When was the last time that you guys went to a movie? Like a movie at the movie theater, popcorn?
You know, actually, that was like the first time in, I want to say like 2 years almost. Because ever since I've known you, we never went to the movie. And then I also never went to the movies with someone
else.
Okay,
I wouldn't say we've never been to the movies. Like, I think in our entire...
You think that sounded bad?
In our entire 6 years of being together, we have been to the movies like 3 times, including yesterday.
Do you remember what movie we watched?
Previously?
Yeah.
No, I do not remember. But yesterday we went and we watched Sinners.
Sinners.
Seen so many people talk about it. I've seen so much. I didn't see what the movie was about quite at all, except for the fact that I knew there was 2 Michael B. Jordans, so I was already sold on that.
I knew you were going to say that.
I mean, yeah, because I know
Michael B. Jordan times 2, we're going.
But yeah, so I knew that, and I knew that it was a period piece, you know, so it was happening sometime, not like current times, and that it was literally all I knew, and the fact that it was categorized in the horror, like thriller horror
or action
horror.
That. You sure?
That what?
That was the category.
Yeah, that was a category. It's like something slash horror film. So I was like, oh, interesting. Okay, because I was trying to imagine like what could the horror part be of Michael B. Jordan as twins in, you know, like this time period.
Yeah.
How much did you know about it going into the movie?
I watched more of the cast interviews and the director's interviews.
Oh, like before the movie?
Yeah.
Huh.
Just cause I like to just do that like before I go to the movies. Mm. But the movie was, to me, I'm not going to give a full review because I honestly feel like I need to watch it again. Okay. That's what I'll say first and foremost.
Okay.
But then the movie started really slow for me. I'm the type of person, you need to, the first scene, someone needs to either die.
Yo, that's so true. You're big
needs,
on that.
Yeah, someone needs to, like, I don't know, get robbed or maybe, like, find the love of their life. Something. Then take me back to, like,
something
3 years
else.
Ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Then I'm
yeah.
like, okay, I know this is going to get, we're going to get to this.
Which is
but
funny
if it
you
doesn't,
say that because the beginning of the movie actually started at the end in a way.
Yeah, okay, but he just walked into the church.
Yeah.
That didn't give
and
me,
then,
that didn't, that was it.
Okay.
He told him to, I'm not even, no spoilers alert in this episode, by the way, so you're safe to listen, but that wasn't anything.
I mean, no spoilers, like.
We're not going to talk about the movie.
Why?
Because so many people haven't seen it yet.
I mean, I feel like it's been out for a while now.
And I also don't want to talk about it. I also don't want to talk about it too much because I honestly feel like a lot of it went over my head. Like I didn't fully.
Okay, I mean, we can talk about like the basic plot.
Okay, you can talk about it.
I mean, all I wanted to say is I feel like you didn't finish your thought though. You're talking about like going to the movies. Like, yeah, Yoni's big on being caught in the very beginning. Like,
yeah.
It's so funny. Anytime I'm like, oh, babe, like, this looks like a good show. We should watch it. Or a movie. The one time that we decide to watch things together. Because if you don't know this about Yoni and I, we do not watch things together in our relationship. That's one thing that I'm kind of insecure about to admit to other people.
That
like,
we don't watch.
Like, you don't watch stuff together? Like, that's such a 2026 relationship. Wait, it's 2025.
I was like, what are you about to say? Or some futuristic shit?
That's such a 2025 couples thing to do. Watch like White Lotus, watch Severance, like together. And we don't do that.
Okay, I never thought about it being something. I know you're joking when you say insecure
about. It's not that serious. But sometimes I feel judged. Like when I say we don't watch it. And then people are like, damn, like you don't watch stuff together? Because it's such a thing for other couples.
That's fine. That's why we are not other couples.
Yeah.
And also, I just enjoy watching. I love YouTube. So I don't really, I'm not a huge show watcher, movie watcher. Like White Lotus is the one we still haven't finished, but I would say is the one show that I kind of just like continuously watched. And actually with you.
Yeah.
The only other show that I watched for a few seasons, I never finished a whole show, is Breaking Bad. I don't know if you guys know Breaking Bad. I'm sure everybody does know Breaking Bad, but I never finished it. I stopped on season three, episode three.
A huge show.
I know, but I feel like nowadays, I missed that window. It's like...
Yeah. Nowadays, there's a lot more popularity with like shorter seasoned shows. Like one season of a show will be like 10 episodes or maybe 8 episodes.
You know what? I like a good miniseries.
You do like a good miniseries.
I will finish that shit. Like, yeah. Because it's not too much of a commitment. When you tell me a show has 34 seasons and each season has like 50 episodes,
okay,
I'm good.
Yeah. That's true. And I feel that.
But you still watch. You watch a few of those multiple times. What's the other one? Grey's Anatomy?
I watch those crazy shows that are like 20 seasons and each season has like 20 episodes.
How can you do that?
I watch those while I'm doing other shit. So, like, that's why I don't listen to podcasts. I don't listen to those things. I simply play shows in the background. And even though it's like today, I didn't.
You didn't because...
Today, I was like in silence.
Yeah, I know. You know why?
Why?
Because you knew we had to record today.
I was stressed.
And actually, we should have recorded yesterday.
True. but I have some days where it's like I just need that constant. It's not good. Because it's not good for my brain. I'm constantly under stimulation. But when I'm, you know, like rough cutting a video or I'm doing busy work, things like that, it helps me get through it because I'm just having fun. You know, I'm just watching the show.
But when you're watching something and you're not actually watching it, like I can never play something.
No, but I'm also listening.
Yeah, you're listening. But what if you have to like see something that's happening?
Okay, then I'll look at the screen because the screen is like on the iPad right next to my computer.
Oh, okay.
And then again, I watch those type of shows that are super long, like kind of what are they called? Not periodicals, or like those, like Law and Order. You know, like each episode is kind of like its own thing.
Yo, I'm not gonna lie, Law and Order, I never watched a single episode of that show until I met you, and it's only just recently, maybe not even recently, but like
I've been watching that for a few years.
You've been watching for a few years, but I remember there was a time where I was watching a few of those episodes with you.
Yeah, and I was also watching them like binge watching.
But I also didn't know that each episode is its own story.
Ah, yeah.
That's when they're all connected. I can't do it. Yeah. I can't do it. Give me like...
Yeah, Grey's Anatomy is like that. Like you need to know what happened to keep watching.
Exactly. Like I like shows that each episode is like its own story.
No, I totally get that. And that's also where...
It's nice and sweet. Nice
like,
and short.
It's the same way with miniseries. Like that's why they're so good because sometimes the story doesn't have to be super long. And then also I really like, speaking of shows right now, what did I just watch recently? Wait, I need to tell you guys about this show. Well,
Great right Jackets.
Now, first of all, that show is called Yellow Jackets.
Oh, right. Yellow Jackets.
And
yeah.
I stopped watching it just because, I don't know, it kind of got like, I was kind of like, okay, like what's going to happen? But no, I recently watched a show. I watched a show called Sirens. It's with Sirens.
Sirens.
Sirens like Nino, Nino, Nino.
Oh, okay.
But I think they mean sirens like mermaids. Weird show. Not really sure like what was going on. If you guys watched it, I'm very curious to hear in the comments. You guys, if you're listening to this on Spotify, you can leave comments on every episode if you didn't know. So
if you
at
didn't
any
know,
point,
yeah, that's a new feature they added.
Yeah. And especially now that, like, if you were coming from YouTube, you're used to being able to, like, comment and read everyone's mm-hmm. comments. So, like, let's bring that energy to Spotify.
Bring that energy.
Okay. You know? But, yeah, Sirens was interesting. It was, again, like, one of those shows that was only 8 episodes and that's it. And it's not going to, you know, renew. And it was a very interesting show. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not sure if I, like, liked it because I'm kind of confused on half the shit that was happening. Mm-hmm. But I kept watching because something about it made me want to figure out, like, what's going on.
So what I'm trying to figure out is, are you recommending this show to people?
I don't know. I'm not recommending it that much. I'm just telling you that that's the most recent thing that I watched. And I just now started watching season 2 of 9 Perfect Strangers. Loved the first season of this.
9 Perfect Strangers.
Yes, it's your favorite gal, Nicole Kidman.
She's not my favorite gal, she's but okay,
like
your, sure.
She's like one of your favorites.
Something about her is like, she's a good actress. She's like, she's...
Yeah, she's good. She's good.
Why are you doing... Why are you
she's
doing that?
She's good, but I feel like she often acts like the same type of character.
Who's my favorite guy? Who's my favorite guy?
Who's your favorite guy?
From the show, he's like always serious. He makes me want to like call people.
Oh, wait,
he makes
wait,
me want to like
wait,
take
wait,
care
wait,
of our
what's
people.
What's his name? I need to get his name right. His name is something like with letters. Do you know his name? Oh, Sterling K. Brown.
Shout out to Sterling.
Yoni loves Sterling K. Brown.
Oh, that's my guy. Yo, if you guys know who that is,
well,
I want to be like him when I'm older.
Yeah, I mean, that guy, he's a very, like, it's funny though, because I think he is sort of the same type of person.
In real life.
Each character that he's played, but at the same time...
And what's that person? Describe it to the
so
people.
So good.
He's like serious.
He's like calm, what is it called? Like...
Composed.
Composed.
Just like Yoni.
Yeah. But then he has this like toughness.
Yeah, like don't fuck with him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And speaking of him, if you guys haven't watched one show that we did watch together, but then I don't think you kept watching it with me, was Paradise on Hulu. Insane. So good. I did not expect that show to be what it was about.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of started watching it. And to be honest, I said to myself, this is probably going to be some bad show, like some cheap made.
Yeah.
It was amazing. I love that show so much. I'm so excited for season 2 because it's so good, so smart, complex, layered plot, characters, character developing, twists, turns. So good.
Okay.
And now I'm watching 9 Perfect Strangers, which is good. It's a show. I'm going to give you the premise because maybe you're going to want to watch it with me. It's a show about a bunch of strangers that go to this, what they think is like a spa, spiritual awakening type of place. And they go there and they basically end up going through different spiritual procedures, stuff like that, some against their will without realizing, some participating willingly, and they have crazy life experiences. There's a lot of drama, there's a lot of like, again, twists and turns and stuff like that, and they're all strangers, so characters are huge. Like each pocket of characters is like so specific. It's like
okay.
you have like the single divorced lady who is like in her mid 50s and hates her job, and then you have like the couple that's like the sugar daddy with the sugar baby, and then you have like the teenager that came here with his dad.
So basically just like all different relationships, and you watch them unfold.
Yeah, like I've noticed recently there's so many shows that are huge on character building, and they're huge on like having very specific curated complex characters, and they spend time unraveling who these characters are.
Mm.
Like the same way like The White Lotus, huge character based show.
Mm.
The plot has a big part to it, but it's all about each character. It's like you have the three ladies. You have the family with the dad that is like going through some shit and they don't know. You have the daughter who wants to move to Thailand, and you have the son that is like a jackass. And then it's like so specific. And then I think so many shows are kind of like thriving off of that formula.
You ever watched?
Like, yeah.
You ever watched the show Jackass?
No.
Okay, sorry. I just had to ask.
Yeah, but so that's what I'm watching. And
okay.
And the movie was, and Sinners was cool. It was cool. I feel like you, like I need to watch some like video explainers.
Do you guys do this when you watch a movie or a show and then get home. If you didn't understand something, you just like watch one of those explaining.
Yeah, like explainer videos
on YouTube. I love doing that.
Yeah, Yoni and I do that quite often, actually, because I would say it's also like you. It's not spoiling it because you're watching it after you watched the piece of content.
But then also sometimes, even if you think you understood everything, the person who you're watching is going to break shit down that you totally missed.
Yeah, because this is also stuff that they do. Like, this is like what they do. When they're watching these shows, they're also watching these shows and these movies for this review. So they're paying attention to a lot of different things.
They probably watch multiple times.
It's possible they watch it multiple times. They may be like take notes while they're watching. They may be like look at different meanings of different things. So
like
Sinners,
actually research.
Yeah, like Sinners was a huge movie in terms of symbolism.
You know, like when Michael B. Jordan killed the snake?
The snake.
At the beginning.
Yeah.
Do you know why that is?
Why?
That's a thing that, and I didn't finish watching the, he was explaining, I didn't finish watching that.
Okay.
But that's also something from like the past that
like back in the
people
day.
Used to do. Yeah, but I had
what?
No
like
idea.
Like kill snakes.
Yeah, kill snakes or have snakes like in the back of the truck for something. If you're listening to this and you know exactly what this is, don't judge me. I didn't know this.
But what's this?
The meaning of the snake being in the back of the truck and why.
Oh, I feel like you still haven't said the meaning. That's why I'm asking. But
I don't know
the
meaning.
Oh, I'll just watch the video.
Well, Alia wanted me to say that I don't know the meaning.
Oh, okay, right? Okay. The only thing I would say
but
about
it has
the movie
a meaning.
Is that that's what I was going to say. Everything in that movie has a meaning. And I think that kind of, it kind of went over my head because, as I said, I didn't watch the trailer for this movie. I didn't look into it at all. And
Which is whose fault?
No, which is good. And low-key, like, I need to go approach movies and TV shows and stuff like that way more without looking and hearing about it that much. Like, I see it. Oh, let me see.
But why?
With TV shows, I do that. But like, going to a movie, for it to be movie-going worthy, I will, like, look at the trailer before I go. Like, I won't just be like, oh, yeah, let me go watch this movie and, like, go watch it without looking at the trailer.
But you just said that you want to do that.
Yeah, but and I'm saying I haven't done that. Until now, this is the first time that I went to a movie in a movie theater without watching the trailer.
And did you like it?
And of course, this was a movie that completely I did not expect to be a fantasy vampire movie. Okay.
Yeah.
Everybody knew that it was a vampire movie, I guess. I don't know. And I just did not expect that at all. And as soon as I saw that coming down into the movie, I was like, don't tell me this is a vampire movie.
Now, because it's a vampire movie, what is the problem? Do you hate it? Because the way you're reacting, it's as if it's something bad.
A vampire movie is usually a specific type of movie. Like like the way that vampires have been portrayed in like movies and TV is very Twilight, teenager. What is the other one? Like Vampire Diaries, True Blood, all those shows have always been kind of like towards a specific age group, a specific type of watcher, etc. It's not like high quality, good quality, like cinema.
But this was, though.
And it was.
This was. Don't take that away.
No, I'm not saying that at all.
No, because you're about to.
No, what I was about to say is that because I'm so used to associating that with vampire content and like putting vampire at the core of a story, when I realized that that was the case of the movie, I was like, hold on, what the hell is going on? Because it just seemed like it seemed like such a contrast from the show being like filmed so beautifully and the actors were so good.
The colors were insane.
Exactly. the audio, like the music was so good and the whole vibe and like everything, it was good. And I didn't know where it was going. To then take it towards vampires and then the vampires take over. And I know there's meaning to the vampires and like layered context and all these things and probably some, you know, historical significances and all that. I get it. And I don't know them, but I am aware enough to understand that it's like, it's not just vampires eating everybody, you know?
Right.
But I just was taken. I was taken back by that. And I was just like, damn, like, really? This is a vampire movie?
Well,
but it was still good. And I do want to say that now that I've had more time to sit on it, you know, we went with a few friends and once we came out of the movie. Obviously, we had to talk about it, and we went to like a restaurant and talked about it.
Let me tell you something that happened.
What?
The moment we got out of the movie theater, because, you know, like, you don't really talk during the whole movie. You don't talk.
Yeah. So maybe you'll like look at your friend like, oh, shit.
So then we get out, we go downstairs. So I'm trying to see like, what's up? Did we like it? Did we not like it?
Yeah, I mean, that's of course like one of the first things.
You know, and I remember there was this moment where like nobody said anything. So I'm just like, okay, did we like it or not? Because I knew how I felt about it.
I love how you say, did we like it?
Well, what do you mean? Did we like it? I mean, yeah, did we like it?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I mean, okay, I guess I know what you mean. Like,
I would normally ask, like, did you like the movie?
Yeah. And we talked about it. Everybody had like different opinions about it. I feel like I gave the movie the lowest score, but that was also, it was too fast. I judged it. You know, as we were eating, as we were eating after the movie,
talking about it.
Yeah, it's almost like I was replaying the movie and the scenes like in the back of my brain, just kind of like, damn, this actually
the movie
was
is
good.
Also really action packed and so much happens that I feel like, and I feel like it's slow the first half, and then the second half is like three times the speed, and so much happens in like a concentrated amount of time.
I like that. The only reason why I gave it like a low score at dinner afterwards is because I just didn't understand some things.
Yeah.
Once you understand certain things, the shit is amazing. No, honestly.
Yeah.
How complex it is, and to like bring all these different like significance to the movie from like history, from like, you know, black culture, white culture, like just that whole mix. It was, this movie is like ahead of its time, honestly.
No, I feel like for me, the one thing I would say about the movie is it was slightly on the nose for me.
On the nose.
On the nose. You know that saying? Like, it's a little bit like too like obvious of a choice to portray something in like a certain way, to give it a certain symbolism.
No, but that was the genius behind it. It's easy to say that after you watch it, but to come up with it and to do it, it's not easy.
I'm not saying that it's easy.
No, because you're kind of saying like, of course they did this. Like, I feel like most people love this movie, and because it has such great rating is because it really was that good. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like saying that, what you said, it kind of takes away the main thing that made it good.
Uh-huh.
So, I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like it was just kind of like, oh, of course, like, you know, the whole, like, who are the vampires and who the vampires are trying to get. And then it's like the meaning behind it all. Like, I feel like, oh, of course it's that, you know?
Because it is that, and it was that.
I guess, but I don't know. You have to watch the movie, but I want to go to the movies more often. We need to go to movies.
Yeah. I definitely want to do it more often.
You know? And like, sometimes there's a lot of movie theaters here that play, like, not necessarily the newest movies. They might play a movie that I haven't seen, but it's from like a while ago, like 10, 20 years ago, which is cool.
I want to do that. I want to do that more often. And then also too, like, I want to watch the new Weekend movie that came out. Ugh. I didn't want to ask anybody else because
we should have watched that, and then like this would have been just the movie TV show episode.
I don't know. Well, I mean, we can watch the we see. So this is what I heard about Hurry Up Tomorrow, right? This is what it's called, Hurry Up Tomorrow, and it's basically, from what I've heard, is about The Weeknd's career, like from the beginning.
He's kind of self-obsessed, don't you think?
No. I don't think so. Because now he's just like closing the chapter of The Weeknd. Now he's just going to go by like Abel, like his first name, right?
Very interested to see what that means.
I don't know what that means, what it's going to sound like. But I love his music. He's my favorite artist. I people notice already. So I'm not biased. Like, I'm not.
What do you mean? You just said you're the biggest The Weeknd fan.
I didn't.
So you are biased.
Why are you putting words in my mouth? I didn't say I am the biggest The Weeknd fan. Because I'm sure there's someone who's like
insane,
crazy, obsessed, okay, got all his merch. I'm not that.
You're a big fan.
I just really enjoy the music since day one, the very day one.
Yeah.
Okay? If you know House of Balloons, that's where I started listening to The Weeknd.
Yeah.
So anyway, so I'm going to watch it.
Yeah. Basically, anything The Weeknd comes out, Yoni will consume.
I will. Yeah. And I will say the show that he came out with, The Idol, last year.
Yeah, it was not great.
It wasn't great.
At all. It was actually bad.
Because some of the stuff that, if you guys watched The Idol, you know exactly what I'm talking about. There's a lot of young teenagers who also watch that movie.
The feedback.
And that stuff should not be on TV.
Yeah. There's no need to create content around that. But the feedback from The Weeknd's movie is that the dialogue is not great.
Yeah.
The acting's kind of like meh.
I feel like I've seen some clips of that.
And it's like, I've seen some clips of that too, of like taking like an interaction between Jenna Ortega and The Weeknd.
Did you see the one where he's like, shut up?
Yeah, like, shut the fuck up. It's just like, ew. Like, it's just, he's not that good of an actor. I don't know what it is.
No, I saw that too. And I actually saw that one multiple times.
And I think it's also his voice.
And anytime I see that clip specifically, I hate it more and more.
Yeah.
But I'm going to watch it.
No, I'm excited to watch it too. Because I'm very curious, like, what the show, like, what is the movie?
He lost his voice last year on tour in front of 80,000 people. Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
You're on stage and you just lost your voice. Like, you can't sing. There's nothing.
And that's what you're there for. And that's what people pay money for.
People flew in. People got hotels. You know how many people? Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, anyway.
So, that's what the show is about. The movie.
It's inspired by that.
Mm.
But yeah, anyways, we're going to watch it. We're also going to The Weeknd concert next week.
Yep.
Isn't it crazy
how next week is June?
Yeah, it's crazy. Don't get me started on how far we are into the year. I don't even know what I had on my New Year's resolution.
It would be a good time to check in actually on my birthday because it's like the middle of the year.
Oh, you're too.
My birthday is June 14th.
Mm-hmm.
And I think June 15th is technically the middle. So I'm like the last day of the first 6 months of the year.
Okay.
So I think it would be like a good day to read over it, see what we said we were going to do. Actually, we should do that. Not a bad idea.
Okay. I got to find it. I don't know where I put that shit.
I don't know where that shit is.
Like at the beginning of the year, I bought all these notebooks.
We all do this shit.
Nice.
Yoni got a calendar. He's been ripping the pages off, but there's nothing on those pages.
I'm like, oh, here's another month.
There's like nothing written on it.
No, there's a few things. I write a lot on my phone these days now.
Yeah, I touch
it. Yeah, I think we got to the end of this episode. Honestly, it's been an amazing experience recording this.
You guys,
tonight.
Yoni fully got up.
And I relocated. You guys didn't even
from
know.
From the couch, he's actually in the bedroom right now.
Yeah, like I'm just
like
in the bedroom.
I can't even see him.
And I'm just recording. We're just talking.
We're kind of like on the phone.
Yeah, exactly. Yo, wouldn't that be so crazy?
That's hilarious.
If people just listen to a phone conversation.
Yeah, like you should be in the other room and we haven't talked all day. And I get home and we catch up, but on the podcast. Whoa, should we do that one day?
Let's do it next week.
Like you or like I set up in the thing and then we're like, okay, when you get home, we're going to just straight up record. And we haven't talked to each other and we'll just catch up on
audio only may not be a bad thing, y'all. I'm telling you.
Yeah, you're just gonna get a different vibe because the way that I felt this episode, I've been chilling. And actually, Yoni's not in the other room. He's just sitting by the kitchen island.
I am in the kitchen though. Ali is in the living room.
Our kitchen and our living room are in the same room.
They're not the same room. Stop saying that. They're kinda like a little bit separate.
They're like open concept.
Yeah. But that's what I like about audio because now I feel the episodes are obviously to me they're always going to be a little bit longer than the 30 minutes.
Yeah, there's because no way. Literally right now all Yoni's going to do is take this audio.
Don't need to tell people what I'm going to do exactly.
No, I'm saying like it's just not going to be as much crazy work. Like this episode can go live tonight.
Yeah, it can
versus
go
if it was with the video, the episode is going to go live tomorrow night.
Yeah, because you got to edit, then you got to upload this. This is just...
Not Yoni, like, don't tell people what I do.
Don't tell them my secret. No, honestly, the difference between season one and season four now, damn, season four, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Season four is that season one, even if we had just recorded the podcast episode just like this, right? I would still have to edit because there would be so many mistakes in the episode. Like, as I'm talking to Alia, I would say something or like I would blank out of nowhere. I wouldn't know what to say.
Your speed at which you were speaking to at that time was really slow.
It was really slow because I had to think about each thing that I'm saying because people are listening to this, like, you know, and they are, but
yeah, and but, you would also sometimes the ESL would come out, you would say a word very
ESL,
like, yeah, like English second language.
English as a second, yeah, English is like my, it's not even my second language.
English is what, your fifth language?
English is my fifth language,
that's
yes.
That's crazy.
So, yeah, and maybe like it might have been like a language barrier at first too, but it's not like that I don't speak English, I just never had to like speak for that amount of time.
Yeah.
Yeah, speaking of ESL.
I'm like, what are you saying?
I never had to speak for that long for people to like listen and understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know,
but you're also just talking to me. You're not talking to the people. That's
yeah.
something that you just had to remember.
Yeah.
But
yeah, yeah,
here
yeah.
we are, guys. Season 4, episode 156.
156. Clap it up for everybody that's been here this whole time, okay?
Yeah.
I'm really proud of us. And this is a change. I love it. And yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
I'm ready to go.
We're about to sign off. We're about to watch the...
Why do you always make that face when you give in the outro?
Am
it's
I?
Like this, well, so you guys, we're going to sign off now. And
we're about to watch the Knicks game. I am speaking into the future right now.
I hope we win,
I hope
y'all.
They win.
Because if we lose tonight, it's over.
This is the first time that I'm experiencing full-on fan watching sports. I have a team I'm supporting and I'm there with them every step on that court. You know, like this is the first time that
you know what's crazy?
I feel this.
We could put on the game right now and keep the podcast going.
Oh, we could. With this, we could pod for 5 hours.
Oh my. Yo, should we like watch a game while we're recording the live episode?
I mean, I don't
episode?
Think anybody cares about that. And also, like, I want to watch the game. I don't want to like talk about random shit.
Like, it would be funny if people just heard everything we're saying. Like especially you, because Allie gets into it.
I get into
She's
it,
like,
guys.
Why didn't he pass the ball?
And I'm still
what
learning,
happened?
So I don't... The big thing that I miss is, like, I don't understand when there's a foul.
Yeah,
like,
so sometimes fouls, she yells...
Like, why? Like, what happened?
Sometimes she yells at something that's, like, totally normal in a basketball game. I'm like, babe, that's normal.
Yeah, like, what happened? And he's like, oh, no, he fouled.
I'm like, the ball is out of bounds.
But now I also understand a little bit more strategy, so I'm like, okay guys, like defense.
But why do you hate when I over explain?
Well, because now I'm like, babe, I know how this works.
Like, you feel proud of that,
like,
right?
I feel like you tell me some basic shit that I already know. It's like, now we're in timeout. It's like, I see it.
Yeah, obviously not playing.
Or you say, okay, so now they have only 50 seconds left on the clock and they're up three. So that means the other team, they need to score the three and then steal the ball and hit it again.
Because this game's been so crazy. I got to make sure we're on the same page.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because you might be rooting.
Also,
might be
if
cheering.
You don't know what's happening,
you
don't understand the importance of these 54 seconds.
It happens fast too.
Yeah, and it's just there's something satisfying about being like, I know what y'all need to do and you need to do it.
No, exactly. Because imagine watching the game and you don't know what they need to do. Yeah. Sometimes you don't even know where the ball is.
That's half. That's like half the fun of watching sports is like understanding the game to where you as a viewer are already like, this needs to be their strategy.
This needs to happen.
Yeah, and you know it's gonna be. Like, you know, they're going to be like, okay, they're going to score as soon as possible. And then they want to steal the ball again. Mm-hmm. And then they have to score three or we're still done.
Yeah. You know? Wow. I'm so proud of you. Like it. Now
it's
I get
fun.
To watch games with Alia, my wife.
Yeah. It's very fun. I feel like especially basketball is fun because there's so much scoring that happens compared to like soccer. Like they'll never score more than like five.
No,
if that.
That happens sometimes, but I'm just happy.
Five each.
I'm just happy I get to watch these games with you because there's always like, you know, when I see people and they talk about, oh, you know, I was watching the game with my wife last night, and I'm just like, damn, that's so dope.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna say that too.
I mean, we are.
No,
and
we
it's
are
different
now.
Because we've also...
And guess what? I tell everybody that.
We've never... Oh, really?
Yeah.
We've never... Oh, that's so cute.
I'm like, yeah, Ali and I watched the game last night, da, 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 and I'm just like, okay,
it
cool,
was funny
let's go.
Yesterday.
I joined a club now.
When we were trying to see, we said that we were going to hang out with some friends that we were with yesterday, and then they were like, oh yeah, like, what about tomorrow night? And then I was like, nah, tomorrow's the Knicks game.
It's the game.
And I was like, what the fuck did I just say?
Yeah, exactly. Welcome. Welcome.
But it's cool to have a team to support, because I never had that. Like in Seattle, we didn't have a basketball team, and all the other teams we had, I don't like that sport. So
yeah, yeah.
And neither
yeah.
did you.
Well, your birthday's coming up. I got some Knicks gear coming up for you.
I still have the one you got me before.
Well, you never wear it. Where's the Knicks hat?
Because I don't like wearing like sports attire.
Why not? I think wearing a hat with a nice outfit is so dope.
Yeah. I'll wear that I guess if we don't win tonight, we're out.
Yeah, we don't win tonight.
So I should wear what I like
seeing?
Tonight.
I love seeing women with hats that of teams they support. I don't know why. I'm not saying the whole thing. I'm not saying she got to wear a jersey.
Yeah, a jersey's a lot. But I'm just saying, could do, yeah.
I'm just saying just the hat. I don't know. For some reason, it's oh shit, okay, let's go. That's your team. All right.
Yeah. So
you better wear that hat.
So I'm gonna wear that hat. But thank you guys so much for listening. We hope that this episode was fun.
I hope you got to your destination. If you're at work, I hope you resumed this episode after your break. If you were driving to work, I hope you made it on time.
Yeah.
Don't be late.
If you
don't be late in the car listening to the pod, all right?
If you got home from work and you're about to wind down, you're about to make some dinner, relax, I hope you have a great evening. And if you're just chilling, doing whatever, I hope you're enjoying that too. Okay, bye guys. Love you so much. See you. If you are on Patreon, we're gonna see you over there. I don't know what we're gonna talk about, but it's gonna be something good. And you can also see us there, don't forget. And if you are not on there, we'll see you over here with your headphones on
next
Wednesday or Thursday, depending on when we decide to put this out.
One thing that's so funny. One thing I want to just ask everyone is that on Spotify, if you listen on Spotify, comment. You know how we always do type this word if you got to the end of the episode,
yeah.
So first of all, shout out to everyone's dogs. Okay, that's not, I didn't forget that. Damn. But then the common thing that I wanted everyone to say today is let us know how you listen to the podcast.
What do you mean?
What
are you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing? Usually on my way to work, because the podcast that I listen to, I always listen to them
at a specific time
during the day.
Yeah.
Is it when you're doing dishes? Is it when you're at work? Is it when you're going to sleep? You know what I mean? I'm just curious.
Yeah.
So yeah, please let us know. That would be amazing. You can do that on Spotify.
Yes. Leave all the comments in there. And that's all. Signing out. See y'all later. We got to put on this game, so.
Yeah, they already started.
Oh, shit.
Should we actually put it on while we're still live?
Bye, guys.
All right, bye, guys. We love you and see you next week on Wednesday. Wednesday is still the real day for the episodes, but life just be life.
It's Wednesday. Wednesday.
Is it Wednesday?
Wednesday / Thursday.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
We got to go now for sure.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number. Not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.